W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Maggie Blue and the White Crow by Anna Goodall, narrated by Charlie Sanderson. Part 1. Chapter 1. Mistress Nobody. The blue wren was poised on a branch so light she swayed with it in the breeze that tried and failed to pierce the late June heat. She was watching the girl, as she had watched her through the winter, spring, and now the summer. Maggie Blue was lying on a rug in the sunshine beside the considerable spread of the one-eyed tabby cat, her trusty companion. The girl was small and slight. She did not take up much room. Her fine hair trailed messily out behind her. Her grey eyes, now closed, were considerably too large for her face and often changed to green or light grey, the colour of the sea in this world. The wren had not tried to read her. Those were not her orders. She had only observed. The girl was shy, and there was some deep melancholy in her that Bathsheba couldn't help but feel radiating from her diminutive form. This was alleviated by occasional bursts of laughter, at other times a fierce anger that lit up her eyes and coloured her skin deep red. Maggie Blue could cross between the worlds. In this way, Bathsheba knew that she was extraordinary. But she spent her life doing very ordinary things. She walked to school. She sat in class. She walked home. She lay on the dusty couch talking to the cat. Bathsheba had never come across a human capable of talking to an animal. That, too, was curious. And watched images flicker across a paper-thin screen. The girl slept. She bathed remarkably often. She cried occasionally. She had bad dreams. And recently, she'd been spending all her time with two other children, one pale and very fair, the other slender and dark. The sound of a shrill bell rippled out into the garden from an open window of the flat. The girl stirred drowsily, then shot up and ran into the house. At the same time, every week, the metallic rings would summon Maggie to speak into a curious black machine that Ulrich had explained to her was called a telephone. Bathsheba flitted over to a lilac bush that grew up against the kitchen window so she could peer in and watch the girl.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?